Hello and welcome to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we will learn how to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged, and how we will accomplish this as a family, as one body, is that I will share my faith journey with you all of how I remain faithful to a King that is truly devoted to seeing me reach a level of growth mindset by me not chasing a perfectionist mentality, but by me pursuing excellence. And so in that excellency, I've learned a lot about character building, and I've learned how to surrender myself to God's call and to His way. And over that, on that journey, God has created a pathway of communication where He allows me to use my words to settle hearts and minds that are uneasy, that are unsure about reconnecting themselves to their King of Kings. And so in this space where we hear to grow, I want to teach you the importance of using your ears again. And the reason why this is so significant is a lot of times we miss a lot of opportunities to expand. And that is because we don't know how to optimize on moments in time that God has created opportunity for us to step into a new beginning. We will get caught up in a cycle of disbelief, thinking that we're not deserving of our next. But I'm telling you that our moment is now to catapult into the identity that God has created for us. And so I know that together we can grow, together we will grow if you're willing to hear again. I could come and approach this podcast in many angles. I could approach it in a way of idolatry and make you look at me and think that I have it all together. Or I can truly humble myself and be your sister in Christ that you hope to find in your church community, but there is a disconnect. Why? Because a lot of people find that it's better to wear a mask than to show your full self. And so how I represent the kingdom as a kingdom ambassador is that I allow you all to see me in my weakness, in my vulnerability, and also in us, you know, in a stance of being compassionate for others. So my ministry is a little bit different. It doesn't come with judgment and condemnation, but it comes with a level of relatability that you can start over. You can have a fresh start only if you hear. And I am rooted by a tree. I am a tree rooted in God. So I am a tree of life. And how that happens is I'm willing to hear the King give me direction. So I had to admit that I know so little so that I can expand my way of thinking and my knowledge base and connect with the one true God who's the creator of all things. So as a creation, I had to understand that there is a deficit inside of me that I need my King to fill every void so that I can step into this daughter identity without feeling insufficient and without a spirit of comparison of why don't my giftings look like someone else. And when I started going to church, I noticed that everyone got caught up in reputation and routine, and they forgot that the reason why we have a speaker to begin with. the pastor is only on that podium or on that platform to share the word of God. But sometimes we go into church with our ulterior motives and we miss the word entirely because we didn't come to hear, to grow. And, you know, you may not take this approach of what I'm wanting to share with you. You may say that your way of thinking may serve you best. But I want to take you back through your childhood and to your new beginning and to your Genesis. You wouldn't be who you are if no one had trained you up in the way that you should go. So we all have to listen essentially, and we have to make sure that we use precautions to not stand in a place of pride and ego and say, hey, I got this all together. If that were the case, why would you show up to church for encouragement? Why would you show up for a word? So I'm just here to remind us of how much we need each other and how much I am a puzzle piece to God's design of being one body. And his design for me is to use my communication, my words, to share the emphasis of how genius he is and was in the beginning of creation to use his words to command that there be light. We all are seeking to command a room with our words, but seldomly do we look to command a room by using our ears. So in this podcast, I want to tell you that the only reason I'm using the sound of my voice is because I heard God's sound in my ears. And in that rhythm, it created a posture of humility and humbleness to get me to a posture of surrender and submission so that I could carry out the king's plan, not honey's plan, but the plan of the king. So I'm not here so that you can hear all of my thoughts, feelings, and emotions. I'm here so that you can hear God's thoughts, feelings, and emotions about us all. And the asking of God now to all of us is that we get back to a place of hearing, a place to where Adam, when he was in the Garden of Eden, that he was able to walk with God in the cool of the day without having to second guess himself, without having to be anxious, without having to be depressed, because he followed the word of God. So I'm here to say, if you, my sister or brother, on the other side of this, and you're walking through a season of doubt, a season of worry, a season of bitterness, rejection, or evil thoughts, or following a path of selfish ambition, the reason that you're there is because there is a heart blockage that's blocking you to see the King of Kings for who he really is in your life, because you have failed, and we all fail, at relinquishing control. So what I'm asking us to all do is to go back to that environment of learning. When we were in school, we had to sit and we had to have a willingness to be taught. So I want you to agree to be taught again of how to truly relationship with a pure and holy God. And the best way to do that is to not approach the king with this wherewithal illusion that you are his equal, right? We should go up, we should enter the kingdom university of learning and say, well, Father, you know, I am just a creation. You are the creator. What is it that you have to say to me? And in that posture of humility, it then in turns allows us to hear
the voice of God through the Holy Spirit to allow an announcement to take place so that we can carry out that command with a sense of urgency. But a lot of us aren't doing the will of God or following out God's plan because we haven't even heard what God has to say about us. So I know that it sounds like it could be completely simple of just hearing someone out. But think about your relationships with your significant others, with your friends. How often do you have those exchanges and you actually take a moment to hear? No, our reactions are to respond first and to be right most of the time. And if that's not the case for you, then I applaud you for being self-disciplined enough to be able to hear all sides of how multifaceted we are with sharing our perspectives. So with all that said of the podcast, it's interesting enough that God named the podcast Here to Grow. And in this time with you, you will hear me share personal things of where I tell you about how it takes me some time to follow out the direction and the command of the King. So God downloads his wisdom. I hear it. And I ask God for his understanding and his knowledge. And then he responds. And in that whisper, I can then choose to pretend like I didn't hear that direction. And I've done that many of times. And when I get away from listening the first time to my father, it creates a level of rebellion inside of me to say, well, if I got away with it this time and nothing happened, then surely God is okay with me doing things, you know, in my timeliness. But what I don't see is things from God's perspective. I have earned a level of trust in our relationship, in my time of fasting and praying, and that one-on-one encounters as he has boosted my confidence and my self-esteem and my self-regulation and relationship skills and attunement. All that I am is credited to the King. So he gives me an asking of, will you go? And I say, yes, I will, Father. Your will, your way. And sometimes it takes me a little bit longer to get in alignment and agreement with what God is asking. It's because sometimes I remember how inadequate I am. So instead of starting this podcast in January 2024, here I am, July 2024, surrendering. The reason I am surrendered is because God hasn't given me any other word. I'm asking God to give me something that I can control, something where I don't have to be stressed as much, to give me a platform where it requires less accountability and integrity. In those seasons where I was able to rebel, or in those seasons where I may have backslid, no one knew about it. But on my social media platforms, I've created an honor system of confessing where I fall short, because I can't stand behind a Bible and proclaim all these things and allow people to think that I'm someone that I'm not. So I share all sides of myself. And in that sharing my truth and my transparency, God said, that right there, I love that daughter. I want to use that daughter. And I want to expand you. But I didn't hear the expansion as a good thing, as God honoring me, as God trusting me to go to faith, to glory, to glory. What I took from God saying, I'm choosing you,
I saw that, my gosh, all the discipline that I was going to have, the consistency that it will require. But get this, I was doing the same things on a different platform. All God asked me to do was move it over to the podcasting platform. I got so comfortable that I wasn't ready to welcome discomfort. And in that, it nearly would have cost you the opportunity to hear from the Holy Spirit and myself right now in this moment. And I have no idea who my tribe is. I have no idea, you know, the responsibility of my calling, of my grace and my anointing. I was willing to let all of that go, all because I couldn't see God's end goal for my life. So on this podcast, I promise to not tell you how I have it all together. I'm here to tell you how I keep it all together by having an open hand and not a closed fist. And hopefully, the goal is that in my sharing, you know, my authentic walk with God, that the Holy Spirit would plant a seed inside of you and have you revisit the last time you heard the voice of God, and where God may have said, hey, I want you to pivot, not stop or cease. I want you to pivot and do this thing now. You've acquired all these skill sets, and I want you to do this particular thing because I have a group of people that's prepared to honor you in this space. And like myself, you may have had some fear visit, you know, your presence. And in that visit, you were trapped with worry. But I'm here to encourage you that in the beginning, God created his design. He created you on purpose with purpose. So if we allow God to be God and we allow ourselves to be image bearers and just park ourselves at the throne to hear, we will naturally become the women and men that we were called to be. We will be able to walk with God like Adam did in the Garden of Eden. But if we refuse to hear, then we join our sister, Eve. We all love Eve because we all can relate to Eve. Adam, maybe not so much. We've never walked with a holy God and sinned not against him, right? All we know is we were born in wickedness. But here comes Eve, who is this essence of who Adam is, carrying his rib. And Adam had an instruction to share with Eve, his wife, all the things that he learned in that Garden of Eden. And he told her. But sometimes we listen to instructions, but not to hear why we are being instructed. See, she didn't know the why behind Adam's obedience. So it was so easy for her to come off of the idea of submitting herself, therefore, to God and to resist the devil so that he could flee from her. She didn't think to do that. Why? Because she listened and she didn't hear. She didn't hear the man that she had fallen in love with, the man that spoke poetry to her the first time he seen her. She couldn't hear him because she was looking at all of the beautifications around her. And for once, she wanted to find her own identity apart from the identity that God had for her. We all are equally guilty of creating these lifestyles, creating a sense of pride within ourselves when we acquire all the things that we want to do. And in that, what people fail to tell you, they sometimes feel incomplete, because the more that you're far away from the design of who God created you to be, there is no way that you can even be happy within your flesh. And Eve quickly found that out when she listened to Adam, but she didn't hear his why of why I obey. So what I'm saying to you, don't be like your sister Eve today. Don't be like your sister Honey, as it took me 6 months to listen to a call on my life. And I've heard multiple people, teachers, friends, speak into my life, and, you know, church members, and say, there's something on your voice. I got so comfortable being daughter to the King that that became enough for me. I got so comfortable in the worship and the praise that I was so happy to be loved and adorning this King, because I've never experienced love. I'm like, well, God, we can stay right here. I don't need anything else from you. But God said, it's not your need of me. It's my desire for you to hear. And the Bible asks us to be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath or anger. And so when I first was thinking about a podcast name, I thought about, you know, calling this, as I was sharing on my Facebook, my Instagram, and my TikTok, and my YouTube page, it was saying here to grow, like H-E-R-E. And God came to me one day, I was having lunch, and he was like, well, you know what? That's cute. People are pulling up together, but they're so fascinated with who you are that they're not seeing me anyhow. So he said, I want you to change the name from H-E-R-E, from that here to grow, for here we grow, to hear, H-E-A-R, to grow. And I wanted to hold on to the old name because I'm like, well, God, why would you let me create a following? Why would you have me put this out in the universe and then just to start from scratch? Isn't it funny how comfortable I am with challenging the King of Kings, the King of Kings that created me for this moment, the King of Kings that knew that you would be on the other side of this, waiting for this sound, waiting for someone to be this level of transparent and authentic. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, I wish that I do all that God asked me with a smile on my face. I wish that I was as confident as sometime I come across. I wish that I didn't have to fast as much as I do, but I do have to do the things so that I can be Honey. I'm nothing without God, but God is everything without me. So that is why I hear to grow. And I am a mother of two children. I have a daughter who's now 13 and a son who will be 16 in August. And in my home, one of the standards I have is that we hear. If someone is talking, no, we have to hush and listen. Why? Because that person's voice matters. And the only reason I was able to teach that principle is because God taught it to me first. So I can teach my kids kingdom-like qualities, and sometimes I forget that I need to be a student to that teaching. It's cool to be prolific and profound until you're not willing to give over your Isaac. And see, the one thing I love about Abraham, he was willing to give it over knowing that God would give it back. God never said that, oh, honey, I'm taking your voice box. You're never going to be able to speak again. He said, just surrender over that Isaac. Surrender over what you've been working so hard on. And you know what? It was a testament of my faith. Could I do as the King asked me to do? It's one thing to share faith. It's another thing to live by faith. So here, brothers and sisters, each week, each month, depending on God giving me the frequency of uploading, I want to invite you into my sacred place of my faith walk. I know that sometimes you turn on your TVs and you see these pastors, or you walk into church, and after you lived a life of sinning so long the same way, you're probably like, I don't have a place here. Hardly ever do you get to come behind the scenes of a Christian. Hardly ever do you get to ask those hard questions, because sometimes when we show up, we present ourselves with God's namesake, but we never challenge ourselves and say, are we a walking Bible? Are we a person that people can feel safe with? That's who I care to be. I care to be groomed in that posture, because as I'm loved by the King, I am enough when I doubt. I am enough when I worry. I am enough when I stall. But I do understand that God is greater. So I don't get comfortable in receiving God's love in that fear, in that worry, in that valley. I also want to receive God's love with me standing on my feet, with me looking up to the King and saying, you have done a great thing in me, and what you're asking me to do is not much considering how satisfied I am. I have great health, right? I operate in great principles. My children are talented. I've seen God drop fresh manna on the ground for my kids to pick up all these different talents and treasures. So when he asks me to do something, he's not asking me to do it because he's unfaithful. No, he's my banner of victory. He's my shepherd. He's my redeemer. And he asked as he asked Adam in the Garden of Eden, for Adam to be his image bearer. Adam knew no sickness, but we do. We only know these things because we stop hearing. And I would love to see God's glory on the earth. How do we see the glory? We have to go back to the posture of sitting before the throne room and saying, King, I admire you. You are the genius that I'm trying to tap in inside of myself. So I'm not here to create the podcast just so I could be known by you. I'm hoping that this podcast will outlive me and reach my grandchild. My grandchild that may go wayward and decide that he or she, that they're not enough. All because when they step into a building or they step around people, they're not having people be honest about truly where they are. And I want, when they hear my words, that is equally convicting as it is now for you. I know you know that last thing that God asked you to do. But no, brothers and sisters, God didn't ask you to do it in your power and might. He's such a clever King. He only shows visions of who you are because he knows that you can't get there without him. I'm asking that we connect as God had designed for us to be, as one body, that we come together as a masterpiece, each one as one puzzle piece, prepared to come together as a collective, to stand together arm in arm, to say, Father, here I am. I want to be like honey is, rooted in you, rooted in your word, right? Because when I'm rooted in you, I know that I'm living a life with purpose and with passion. And when I live that life, that's what's going to get people to want to follow you. So when I see the world as it is today, I don't look at the world and, you know, get upset with the world. I say, God, how can I be the change that I'm looking to see? And that starts with obedience, the obedience to hear. Will you hear with me again? Will you grow again? And if you're still in a stagnant place of, I don't really know if I can or if I have the willingness, I want to pose a question. How far have you gotten without being swift to hear the Lord thy God? Process that. Are you the best version of man or woman that you could be? Do you think about all the things that you're leaving on the table all because you're not willing to learn, but you're asking your sons and daughters and family members to learn? I'm saying practice what you teach. And although there was so much anxiety for this moment, and as I woke up this morning, my body felt so weak. Everything tried to attack me this morning. I showed up. I don't feel the prettiest right now. I don't feel my best right now. But one thing is that I felt the fear of the Lord with fear and trembling. Not because God doesn't love me, but I thought about you and all the others around the world that may not love God yet. And if God wants to use this voice box to create a spirit inside of you that stop, think, and act, then I'll show up for you, sister and brother. Because I'm charged with loving God with all of my heart, soul, mind, and full strength. Some days are better than others. And that second commandment is to love thy neighbor as thyself. And this is the way that I choose to love you. I choose to love you not by just giving you words, but I choose to love you by putting actionable items behind those words. And if you will have me to pierce your heart by coming on here, even though I share that sometimes I fall short for saying yes to the King automatically. I'm saying, although we all have these automatically replies to God saying, no, not yet. I'm not ready. I got to do all these things. I'm saying, in all of that busyness, I want us to collect all of the excuses. And I want us to do it anyhow. And I want us to allow God to be God yet again. Because he is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So with God asking me to do this, and because I was disobedient, for the first few sessions that you have with me on this podcasting platform, I will only share with you a voice recording. Because I don't want to show up and pop up like I'm this super obedient person and put myself on the camera and like, oh yeah, I'm this faith woman. No, I was faithless when it came to this podcast. So I'm going to go a number of episodes not showing my face, because my face is going to be in a surrender posture of praying and kneeling. I'm first going to give God my face before I face you. So you may not be able to tell people what you're doing, but I'm saying I'm going to go 6 months of seeking God's face and not my face, to see what God wanted to do 6 months ago with this. And once I've given God the 6 months of being faceless and having him place his glory back on me, then I will reveal the woman behind the voice. But until then, it is God who I care to reconcile with, because I don't want to lose God as he's promoting me. I don't want to gain the world and lose my soul. So this is how I'm willing to be chastised. It's not funny for me to not do what I'm asked to do in a timely manner. So I pray that this shows that I could do a lot of things of selling the way I sound and look. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here because there is a King that sits high and looks low. And in this moment, he can taste the vulnerability. He sees my open heart. He sees me letting go of my Isaac and me trusting that he'll give it back to me. And as he gives it back to me, I will be stronger. I will take this correction, this training, this rebuke, this chastisement as training in righteousness, so that I can be thoroughly equipped for my next ask. But I'm going to do in this 6 months all the other things God has asked me to do. So not only am I not showing my face on here, I've also come off Facebook, social media, and TikTok for 6 months. and I won't come back on until January, because I saw how easy it is to say you love God until you have to prove it. And I don't want to be in a relationship with anyone that says that they love me without the actionable items. So I first have to be that reciprocity before I ask anyone to give me anything. And so I can't love my children. I can't love those, the others around me, unless I'm loving God with a cup that runs over. So allow me to get back into position of receiving God's love and to hear. But as promised, on this platform, we hear to grow. We will stay up together. We will stay blessed together. And we will stay encouraged together. If this has blessed you, I ask that you share this with someone that was waiting to hear a message like this. And I pray that God lays it on your heart who that person is. And if you're that person where someone told you to tap in, I love you. Thank you for hearing that friend, that mother, that family member, that coworker, that enemy, you know, whomever it was. You matter enough to that person because you matter enough to God. And I just want to sincerely say that I love you. I care for you. And I just want you to remember that we all are a masterpiece. Please, sister and brother, bring your puzzle piece so that we could all connect as one body. And I am your host, Honey. I spell that H-U-N-N-Y. That is my God-giving name, but my government name that my mother named me is Patrice, and that means noble woman. I was reading the book of Exodus, and I've learned that when I was reading in that time, a book of Exodus of the Israelites going to the land of milk and honey, that as I was reading that, God started calling me honey in my prayer closet. And I was like, Father, what is this name that you call me? I've never had someone speak a term of endearment over me like that before. And so I asked them, could I get real fancy with it and spell it and put some sauce on it? And so I could spell it H-U-N-N-Y. He agreed. And so I go by my kingdom name. And so every time you say, honey, you're just giving me a fist bump in the air and say, keep on going, girl. Keep going to your promised land of milk and honey. And I'm going to go with you. And in closing of every podcast, I like to freestyle because God has given me a lot of talents and treasures. And I like to share those things with you because I like to share my version of unique. I'm learning this woman, I'm accepting my woman, and I'm giving my woman away because God gives to me graciously. And I normally would share my freestyle over instrumental, but today I come to you, or come to God rather, and I'm going to do a cappella. So I don't know what's going to come out, but I trust the process. I'm going to freestyle in spirit and truth. But before I do that, I want to give a round of applause to my best friend, the Holy Spirit. I'm nothing without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit actually is in partnership with me to have me say these words to you. So I'm grateful for what he says. I know that whatever I say is for me as it is for you. So I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank my King of Kings and my brother, Christ Jesus, for interceding for me and allowing me to push through, even though my body is not at its best, but I already claim through his stripes, I am healed. So allow me to serenade the King for allowing me to get this far in the process. All right, one moment. God, here I am to love you, dedicated. You are the way maker, and I am the daughter that you've placed your dream in. I carry a dreamer's dream. My thoughts go to places unseen, and although I know that I'm making history, I still dare to be one with you. But Father, you asked me to give myself to more of your creation so that your glory can be revealed. In this sacred place, I only feel safe with you, but when I add a few people or two, that's when I shrink. Don't let me doubt you, Father. Doubt you, how could I ever? The way you erase my depression and my anxiousness, how could I not flex for you? Be flexible for two. So God, in this moment, I bring them into my prayer closet of how I speak spirit and truth. May I never get big-headed of thinking that I'm anything without you. I didn't want to come, so Jesus dragged my feet and the Holy Spirit parked me on this stool, because there is a love for you that I can't even speak of. The way you come and give my heart a hug, I bleed the blood of Jesus. I'm in constant communion with the Trinity. I had small plans of only wanting to hear a job well done, but God, I forgot about my good and faithful servant. Allow me to remain faithful so that I never become outdated. I cherish you. This is a slice of my heart, asking you that I never depart from the call you have on my life. Keep me from the lights by blinding me by your light. Keep me from the opinions and dress me with your word. God, I ask that you order my tongue to be an oracle of God. And as I speak, may I become a woman evolved. I am your queen, lady, honey. And I'm asking you all to stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged, and together we are here to grow.